Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this first week of November. Perfect desert weather. Looks like a little bit of rain. I'm Françoise Rhodes. Joining us in the studio is Sean Flanagan over there in the boardroom. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah. We're just both a little frustrated right now.
I was having an idea, though, so I'm going to work on that idea.
Okay, you have an idea. All right. Okay. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for giving us this big box of donuts. For all our guests today, Sean, we have a full house today. Lots of people coming in. So you know what? I'm not even going to say right this second who's in until they come in.
Okay.
Because I send out now, when I send out the notices of all the information about the show, the directions, what time they're supposed to be here, I put on there, please note, I do not send reminders, so mark this on your calendar. I think that's fair enough, don't you?
I think that's totally fair.
Yeah, so I let them know.
It's easier than you having to stress whether or not you sent a reminder. And then what's funny is if somebody doesn't show up and you're like, oh, I forgot to send the reminder, like it was your fault.
Right, it's my fault. So, my fault.
That avoids all that.
Yeah, we're all adults, so we shall see. I also put on there that I promote them the entire week, you know, week of the show and whatnot. So we'll see. But we should have a lot of people in house. Let's just put it that way. Today's show is presented by the Desert Entertainer. Pick your free copy up today. Go on out tonight. It is a monthly publication. All new format. Check it out. It looks really, really good. Because we are going to have a whirlwind of people today, I think. Who knows? You still can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And the website has all my episodes. I need to find someone who just knows about YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, I just need someone to go over my YouTube page and see what I'm not doing right. I know I'm lacking, but I don't understand when they ask you if you want to do all these things.
Right.
I don't know whether I should push the button yes or no.
That's funny because you know what? I was thinking of you this past week.
Yeah.
In the sense of YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I see all these videos that are junk out there on YouTube get thousands of views.
No, and millions. There's junk videos that get millions of views.
I have all these really good videos and TV shows on there. And I know I'm not doing something. I have something that's clicked off that should be on something. But again, I don't understand it. So
I'll look at it. I can look at it.
Oh, you know, I didn't know
you
were
on YouTube. I'm telling you, it's just funny you said that because I was thinking of you in that sense earlier this week.
Now he tells me, folks. All this time. Now he tells me. All right, Sean.
Don't know about it, but I can very well find out about it.
You know enough to look around on it and see.
I can look at it for a day and I'll be able to tell you about it.
Okay, good. Because I know there's something I probably have. Because I'm afraid to click yes and destroy the whole thing. I figure, you know, so I don't. All right. On the website, there's a two-night stay, Konakai Resort, Shelter Island. It's about an $800 package or so at the Konakai. Includes dinner. Go to the website to sign up for that. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. I haven't done this in a long time, but I'm only doing it because I just don't think I'm going to have time to give much away, and I don't want to worry about it because I always feel bad. I say I'm going to give things away, and then I never do. I forget to do it. It is time change, though. Don't forget. It is 11:08 right now. The clock here still says 12:08.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. What else? What else do we figure? Anyway, I received the packets of tickets and parking for the Tournament of Roses Parades. I have those.
That's exciting.
I know. I have not posted them on the website yet, at least. I'm going to give one away on the TV show, a couple away here for the radio, but I'm going to have one or two major that you sign up where everybody just signs up, and then we draw out of that sign up also. So what I haven't done in a long time is if you don't use a computer, because believe it or not, there's people out there that don't want to bother, they don't want to mess with it, you can call Sean today during the show, and I'll try to remind you to do this as we go along. To sign up for two seats plus parking for the Tournament of Roses Parade. And you'll have to give Sean your name and telephone number, and then you are signed up that way. Simple.
And now that's only for if they don't sign up online, correct?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Don't sign up online and don't do this. This is for the folks that don't want to use a computer but still would like to sign up. So we'll open that up after we get by this segment. And that number to call is 760-440-8255. Again, that's 760-440-8255. And you'll have to give Sean your name and telephone number. And then you are signed up for a chance to win two tickets, two seats, and parking, which is huge for the Tournament of Roses Parade. All right. Yesterday on KESQ, I was there, and we went to Salvation Mountain Slab City in East Jesus, which is on my YouTube page. Also on my Facebook page. We have that going on. And then this week on Traveling with Francoise, we're going up Highway 74 to Mount Palomar. It's funny. I'm still getting people saying, oh, I just started seeing your show. I just started. So because of the holidays and me trying to work up on some other shows going on, you're going to just see the 9 episodes that I have. I'll run a new one each week, and that's what's going on, because we get a lot of people coming into the Valley that haven't seen any of them. They're just starting to become viewers. So for those of you that have seen them all, hang in there. We have some new ones coming up. Let's see. What else? Oh, the Mirror House in Palm Springs. They're taking it down. The city council declined to overturn a planning commission decision requiring artist Doug Atkin to tear down his popular Desert X exhibit. Well, you know what? The whole deal was he was only going to have it up a certain amount of time.
Right.
Yeah. And yes, it draws visitors to it. However, that gets a lot of traffic on a residential street.
Right.
And a lot of people parking. And it changes the whole, you know, dynamic of where these people live.
Right.
So I understand that. They said, fine, have it up for the 2 or 3 months that you're going to have it. But don't keep leaving it up for...
Right. It's the people who go see it. That's where the problem is at.
Yeah.
You know, the house isn't a problem. It's the people who don't have the respect for where they are when they go look at the house.
Right. So, or move it somewhere else. I don't know why they just don't move it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I guess they're not. So he is going to... So if you haven't seen the mirrored house, it's going to be demolished. Well, they're probably going to take it a bit. I bet they're going to remove it piece by piece so they can put it up somewhere else piece by piece.
Nobody wants 7 years of bad luck.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all mirrors. Hmm. But you better get out there and see it. It's in Palm Springs and Chino Canyon. So there you go. All right. And here's something else I definitely, definitely want you all to go to see. Sean, you probably drive by this all the time. The Healing Fields.
I have not yet this year, but yeah, I do. I do normally. I pretty much see it every year.
Yeah, over there, a Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's all the flags. They had all these volunteers. I didn't get this till late. They were looking for volunteers to set up more than 5,000 flags at Patriot Park in honor of the 6,900 men and women who died in service to this country since 9/11. It's all the flags were up. I saw a post on Facebook yesterday, but if you want to help, I think they need people helping for security. Believe it or not, they have to have someone there because someone steals the flags or destroys something.
Yep.
So sad. So if you have an interest in just helping and making sure all the flags are up and right, you can call Betsy at 760-902-6031. That's Betsy. At 760-902-6031. And please go see the flags. They'll be there till November 12th at Patriot Park. And that's right there on Date Palm and Dinah Shore.
Yes.
Yeah, Date Palm and Dinah Shore, where the baseball state, Field of Dreams.
Yeah, right by Big League Dreams.
Yeah. Oh, Big League. I thought it was Field of Dreams. Did it change the name?
I know that's a movie.
I
think that's where you're going. There's a movie.
Right,
if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Well, do it. And you will get goosebumps. You will get goosebumps because it is so incredible. It really is something. Okay. I think what we'll do is, just because we're going to do it, I think we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll just move on from there. How's that? You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. This segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, at Alia Gallery 500, and so much more. In fact, they've had the lights of the building, Lights for a Cause, the color of the rainbow for the last couple nights. For Pride is down in Palm Springs, and everybody's having a great time. They've had some beautiful weather. So if you see the different colors on the building, we have this program called Lights for a Cause where we change them up. And we have the holidays for Veterans Day. We'll have red, white, and blue for Christmas, green, and red. It really is beautiful, so check it out. All right, the Read With Me Need volunteers for tutors in participating schools. So if you want to help with the Read With Me program. It is a local nonprofit organization that provides volunteers to help tutor struggling children read in English. Please give Kathy Copeland a call at 760-341-4139. And this information is on the website on Traveling with Françoise. So check it out. And if you have time, you have a couple hours a week or so, and you love to read, and you love to read to someone, then this would be really a great opportunity for you to volunteer and enjoy it. All right, for all you talented folks out there, open call at the McCallum. In fact, funny, I got a call last night from Tom Dreesen. He's going to be at the McCallum coming up on December 9th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he said, hey, Françoise, what's up? I said, Tom, what's up? You know, so, but he's going to be out there with his show for – it's kind of a collage, a memory of all the things his life with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was one of Frank's friends, traveled around with him, not like the Bad Boys. Pardon me?
I said that sounds rough.
Yeah, I know. But not like the Bad Boy part, but the golf part and all that sort of stuff. But he said he has some incredible stories of Frank Sinatra. So he's asking me, "What do you have time for me to come on your show?" So I said, we'll see what we can do, Tom. And but yeah, big shocker when, of course, when Barbara Sinatra passed away and whatnot. But the McCallum has their open call talent project. Give them a... just go to their website at McCallumTheater.com. You'll see open call. There's a link on there. You must be at least 8 years of age and reside within a 45-mile radius of the McCallum. And there are four. If you win, you get to go on stage in front of all these people. They have cash prizes. So if you have a talent of any kind, jugglers, magicians, comedians, singers, dancers, you name it, you can be part of this. So take advantage of it. You never know what the heck's going to happen. Yeah. You won't know until you try. All right, this tramway snow guessing contest is open. I thought we might get some snow the other day. It looked like there's some clouds over the mountain, just a sprinkling. All it takes is a little sprinkling, but so far, nothing. But the moon yesterday morning, I am not really an early riser. However, I get up early to go to the travel segment on KSQ. The moon, the full moon yesterday morning was, whew.
Last night, it was really cool, too.
And last night, too, when it was coming up with the orange.
Yeah, I had no idea. I went to grab something and put something in the garage, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Because it just sits, you know, there's just a desert in front of my house facing, you know, to the east. So it just sits perfect. I got an awesome view of it.
That should have been last night a Halloween moon.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. That would have been cool.
In fact, we haven't been on the air since Halloween, have we?
No.
How was your Halloween?
No. It was fine because my daughter decided she didn't want to go out. So that's perfect for me.
I thought she was having friends over. So.
She did. Did kind of suck, I guess. But
did they dress?
No, they just ran around the house and screamed like kids. Oh. I told her, I think she's done with those parties until she's... there's like at a certain level, those parties just entail screaming.
Yeah, where they don't have to scream. I don't get it.
But they all are trying to be louder than the other one. And then the music's on, so they're trying to be louder than the music. It was
at the California Science Center.
Oh, yeah.
When I went. All the kids did was scream about everything. I didn't quite get it. I thought, all right, well, I understand reaction, which is great, emotion.
Right. But just random screaming, yeah.
Yeah. No. Do they do that? They must do that at home.
Yeah, I've always thought it was just kind of a problem that my daughter had, but no, it's apparently it's infected everybody.
Yeah, it's kids. It's pretty soon parents will just be screaming also. We won't say anything. We'll just scream and look at our phones. That'll be it. All right, if you want to sign up for two tickets plus parking for the Tournament of Roses Parade for a contest, just give Sean a call at 760-440-8255. You give him your name and telephone number, and then you are registered. We haven't done this in years, but I'm just trying to make sure that some people say, Françoise, you know, I don't bother with websites and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just trying to keep it open for you. 760-440-8255, and that makes you entered. All right, McDonald's has a lot of great new commercials out there, and they have their new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, which I haven't had a chance to try one yet. But they also have their McCafes, which look really good, espressos, and their Happy Meals, and all sorts of fun stuff. So make sure you take advantage of all the good things that McDonald's is doing. Yeah, they're changing their menu up to please everybody. Braille Institute, all their classes, all their free fall seminars and classes from cooking to Braille to all sorts of things, they are going strong. It is the Braille Institute, and they are in Rancho Mirage on Ramon Road. Please remember, everything is free over at the Braille. So for more information, give them a call at 760-321- 1111. That's 760-321-1111. You could just show up over there and they'll take it through. They have this extensive library. They do such a phenomenal job at the Braille Institute. All right, the 500 has their charging station. So if you want to charge your vehicle, the first 30 minutes is free. And then after that, it's, what, $3 an hour. Thai Smile, they're staying on their summer schedule all through the season where they close at 2:30 p.m. They open at 11:30, close at 2:30, then open again at 4:30, and then they're open till 9. And remember, they have that outdoor patio service. I drove by yesterday, and the patio was packed with people. The patio was full. All right, Indian Ridge Country Club, they have a new event coordinator, Elise Colson, and she's already bringing a ton of events up there at Indian Ridge, and they already had a ton to begin with. So if you're looking for a country club to live in where they're very active, they have beautiful golf courses, tennis courts, restaurants, spa, gym, everything. It's almost basically all inclusive. The only thing they don't have is grocery store. Indian Ridge Country Club is the place to go, and Diane Williams and Associates, they will help you because they are the on-site sales team at Indian Ridge. Also, Command One Security. Yeah, they are covering the entire Coachella Valley for home or business. Give them a call. They're offering a $100 gift card upon installation. With contract, of course, and they are the company to go to. Family-owned and operated right here in the Valley for over 30 years. You trust them. We know them. We love them. Sherry and the group. So Command One Security, they're the ones to go to. All right, Tony Q, our professional knife sharpener. Yeah, he is back in business. In fact, he had a couple of you listeners out there give him a call, and he took care of your knives or scissors. I'm not sure which one. He doesn't tell me. But anyway, if you need your scissors sharpened, your knife sharpened, professional, he's been doing it, serving California since 1996. He knows his stuff. Call Tony. I call him Q. His last name is Quinzio. Give Tony a call at 310-365-5444. And all this information is on the Traveling with Francois website. Renova Solar has changed their name to Renova Energy, so you'll see major changes on all the trucks and everything because they do so much more now. They have batteries. They just cover it all, Renova Energy. In fact, I've noticed a lot more solar panels on mobile homes, too, manufactured homes. A lot of people, you see them driving down the street, don't think that manufactured homes, I don't know why, but
no, it makes perfect sense.
It's a home.
Yeah.
It's a home. So I've seen it on condominiums, not on apartments yet. That would be up to the apartment owner, the whole complex owner. But I don't know. Renova Energy, they're the ones to call. And more solar. It's all where I live. There's more solar everywhere. Yeah. So yesterday I was over at Expert Repairs by Joseph in the Westfield Mall. So I went in there to see all the new stuff that Joseph has. He has some new Michael Kors watches, diesel watches. He's taken away these big chairs because he needs more room.
That's a good problem.
It is a good problem. He has so many watches, and he fixes watches and jewelry and glasses and all sorts of stuff. So I was over there yesterday, and I was just going to sit and chat with Joseph and Joyce, who works there. Then all of a sudden, this whole group of 10 people, they come in, and then this other fellow comes in who needs a new battery in his watch, and then someone else comes in, and she needs the size of her watch band adjusted and all these things. So I left. I left. They were just too busy for me. So
That also can be a good problem to have.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy for him. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners that already go to Expert Repairs because when I posted the picture on Facebook, and people were saying, that's the only place I go. That is the only place I go is to Expert Repairs by Joseph. So he's in the Westfield Mall, top level. And while they're at the mall, I had all these things planned. You know how you schedule how you're going to stop here, you're going to stop there, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. So I'm walking by to go to Joseph, and I look over, and I see a sign in the window. These always catch my eye. It said, open house November 4th or something. And I thought, did I know about this open house? Because I try to keep you guys, updated on what's going on in the Valley. And there's a ton going on. And I looked over and Angela Romeo, who had a show here on Money Radio for a long time, Colliding Worlds, they have a pop-up art gallery on the top level of the Westfield Mall. Don't miss it. They have some great stuff in there. Not only is it art, but they have some really cool hand-painted t-shirts. They're beautiful. I told her, put those in the windows. I mean, that'll attract the younger crowd. They have cards. They have painted caps. Some really good stuff. So it's on top level between Macy's and Expert Repairs by Joseph. I don't even know what the name of it is. But you'll see it. It's this big space, and it has art all over the wall and this wooden rocking chair in the window. So it's good job on Angela. Good for her. Yeah. All right. Let's see if we could talk to let's talk about a few free things. I know we have just a couple minutes left of this segment. Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. You get 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention traveling with Francoise. They are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center in Palm Desert. Let's see. Free. Rancho Mirage Community Park is having a free event. Will include 29 Palms Marine Corps Color Guard on November 11th. Now, I won't be here next weekend, so that means you're going to have to go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to catch up on all the stuff that's going on. There's free yoga in the Faye Swarovski Sculpture Garden through the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Also, La Quinta is having a Veterans Day event on November 11th in the courtyard in the City Hall. There's reserved seating for veterans only. They're going to have a flyover at 9 a.m. That is free to go to. A lot of veterans events going on next weekend. Art in the Park at beautiful Lake La Quinta, November 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That is the park at Lake La Quinta, so you might want to take advantage of that. That is free. Sunnylands, they have free exhibit the Day of the Dead. They have free exhibits going on at Sunnylands. So take it, Sunnylands Center and Gardens, beautiful. Go on over there and check it out. Who else? Earthquakes. We keep talking about earthquake. There is a free earthquake preparedness program on the 14th and the 16th of this month at Rancho Mirage. It will be in the city of Rancho Mirage, held at the Roy Wilson Training Center in Thousand Palms. All right. For more information, go to RanchoMiragePreparedness.org. That will be on my website. There's an event happening at the Annenberg Theater. I hear the music playing. That means I have to go. So we'll be right back. I think our guest, Mike, is here. Michael Moulton joins us next, folks. Stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Francoise Rhodes, and we have so much going on. As promised, like I said, we have a lot, and I'm not sure. Micah, have you been on the show before?
No.
I've been on the air 15 years and have been talking about what's happening in the Valley for 15 years in the beginning, and you have not been on the show? Well, shame on me.
Can't say that now.
But you're here now,
exactly.
And that means you'll be back.
That's right.
We'll get you on once. We'll have you back on again. All right. And if you don't know, Micah Moulton, she is the founder of Christopher's Clubhouse, a comprehensive safety education and empowerment organization. Now, those are the technical lingo right there
right.
that I just gave you. But I am going to let you give everybody who maybe they've seen you on TV. I know you've been on Eye on the Desert a lot. You've had commercials running for different events and whatnot. You've been in the Valley with Christopher's Clubhouse. How long?
10 years now.
All right. So why don't you, I'm going to give you the stage to explain a little bit about Christopher's Clubhouse.
Well, we do teach safety education for everybody, from toddlers to elders. So whether you're 3 years old or 103, you can come to our classes. We have different age groups, different programs, and it's all a prevention-based program. And the reason I started it was because my son, at the age of 10, was abducted and murdered. And at that time, I couldn't figure out how something like this could happen to me, mm-hmm. because that's the kind of stuff you see on TV that happens to other people in other places. I was living in Illinois at the time, in a small farm community. I decided that, wait a minute. Well, at first I wanted to change all the laws and change all the rules, and I started doing legislative mm-hmm. work and trying to help and lobby and advocate for different laws to keep bad guys behind bars. And I realized that wasn't enough. We can't get all the bad guys off the street, so I thought, let's start teaching the kids and let's make those bad guys more afraid of us than we are of them. So instead of just talking about it, we teach it in a hands-on, interactive, fun way with everybody. And our kids program. We do it with a hands-on program where it's called Family Safety Camp, where the parents and the kids come together the first Saturday of each month. And we do this class where they learn everything from fire safety and dog safety and safe and unsafe touch and gun safety and emergencies and what constitutes an emergency and all these different things. And it culminates at the end with learning and knowing how to fight off a bad guy if somebody were to grab them unexpectedly or whatever, and what to do to get out of the situation. The kids love that. One of our instructors dresses as the bad guy. Mm-hmm. He dresses up in a padded suit, and the kids have to fight him off. And they love that.
Well, Micah, I'm sure, and you probably are at a lot of the classes that go on. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're frequent. You want to see yourself what's going on and see how everything is going. And I'm sure you're always coming up with new ideas. Mm-hmm. When you go in and at the beginning of the class, do you ever, through all these years that you've been doing this, when people start the class, aren't they first kind of a little, do I really need this?
Exactly.
Or they think it's funny, or, oh gosh, I have to be here. When do you see that light bulb go off in their head during the process where they're going, wait a minute, this is serious stuff. I really need to learn this.
Within the first few minutes, actually. Hmm. It's amazing. You know, and we have kids that come in that, you know, might have a sibling that's in the class that's, you know, 7 or 8 years old, and they're 14. And they're like, you know, but their parents are like, I want you to go to this class. Mm-hmm. And they kind of have the rolling of the eyes. And it's like, oh, my God, this is so stupid. But then they get through the first few minutes and they go, this is really fun. They love it because we do make it lots of fun. But it's really a learning thing because the kids see that, wait a minute, the things I thought I knew, mm-hmm. I don't know. And then they get to empower themselves with this knowledge. The parents are really amazed all the time at how much they're even learning. The parents are learning from some of this stuff. So then we have that. We have teen programs with internet safety that we talk about. We have our women's program, which is phenomenal. It really is an incredible program where women learn. It's called Rape Aggression Defense. It's a national program that we've adopted, and we use it all the time, and we teach those classes where women come in and they learn how to protect themselves, whether it's domestic violence or a random attack or prevention against rape, all of those things. So that's really powerful, and we teach that one to ages 11 and up.
Well, and predators come in all different mm-hmm. shapes and sizes. And people used to think they could spot a predator a mile away. Well, that's not the case in today's world. And we're hearing all of this, the sexual harassment issues mm-hmm. in the movie industry and all these things going on where people were afraid to say no. But I think a lot of times it's teaching them what's right and what's wrong. And I see that in kids of my own, mm-hmm. in my brother's family and whatnot, where they're not always sure that that's even wrong because no one pointed out to them that's
exactly
wrong.
And 93% of the time that a child is sexually assaulted, it is by somebody they know and trust. Mm-hmm. So that's why we want to make sure that kids understand it's not strangers, and we mm-hmm. never use the whole stranger danger thing, and we don't even use the word stranger. We talk about good people and bad people, and a good person won't hurt you or trick you or make you feel bad inside or out. A good person would never do that. So we learn and we practice all of this stuff along the way. And in the process of doing this, it just really creates this amazing change in the child that goes, yeah, you know, I am going to make sure that I'm safe. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of children that have been able to come forward to their parents or counselors or mm-hmm. or somebody to go to stop the sexual abuse that's happened to them, because now they go, wait a minute, it is okay for me to tell, and this isn't right what's happening to me, no matter what that person says, and I can tell. So we've been able to help those kids mm-hmm. come forward there. And we've had situations, people come back to us and say, wow, I was not attacked by this dog that was chasing me because I did what you said to do. You know, all kinds of different things that have come to us, and women that have felt so empowered. Mm-hmm. We have a men's class. We do senior citizen programs, too. We go into the senior centers and teach programs there for our aging population to make sure that they are safe.
And with us, folks, is Micah Moulton. She is the founder of Christopher's Clubhouse. And as you can hear, you cover a wide variety of empowerment skills and learning skills, educational skills, to make us more aware and to be able to protect ourselves and try to know more about what's right and wrong. Now, the classes, are there charge? Are there a charge for your classes?
We do charge, but we never turn anybody away for inability to pay. And we work really hard on finding grants and doing lots of fundraisers. Yeah. Our kids' class is $50, and that's for the child, and the parents are free. And that includes lunch and snacks and all the materials and activities, and to come back as often as they want and practice.
That's
such
a
free return. Yeah.
Small fee for to be safe.
And the same for the women's class. And if you sign up ahead of time online on our website, you get $5 off. So we have on our website, you can go to the different classes that, you know, the drop down menu there and see which one and click on that one and what month and fill out your information. And again, we love having people join in and be a part of this. And again, and like you said, those light bulbs go off. It's almost as if it's a cartoon at some point, because it's like you see it. It's just this, oh, my goodness, yes.
Because me just listening, I'm thinking, I need to take a class.
It's amazing, especially with people who travel.
You want, and Sean's going,
I'm
going
to send Janet and Jasmine.
He's going to send his wife now and
there
daughter there.
Yeah.
Because
there
we just, it's too easy to go, well, not me, or I'm a policeman's daughter. I do tend to be very aware of my surroundings. However, should I have to maybe make a move of some kind, I might not know what that move is. So I need to learn what that move is. And traveling so much that I do.
Exactly.
I'm always traveling.
And, you know, the other side of it is we never think it's going to happen to us. I never thought it would happen to me. I never in a million years could have ever imagined something like what happened. And now, you know, I'm going, wait a minute. There are options. And I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to be a warrior.
Right.
And I'm going to make sure, and it's not even being a survivor. It is being the warrior that's going to make a difference and making sure that our children and our families and our teens and our women and our aging population, that everybody is safe. They know what to do. And it's not just about abduction or sexual assault. It's about every part of their lives. You know, when we're talking with our aging population, I found out that in research that senior citizens are the most likely to die in fires. Because
up north, what did they report with the fires through Santa Rosa? And how many didn't get out or something?
Even in just other situations, because they're going, wait a minute, let me figure this out. I can fix this. I can stop this.
Yeah.
I can, you know, and then they get overcome by smoke, and they're embarrassed to call about situations when somebody is taking advantage of them. They're embarrassed that they fell for it. Well, you know what? Anybody can fall for things. So that's why we're teaching them those situations and how to protect them and to be careful and watching for trips and falls and you know, quit, you know, trying to straighten out that rug every time you walk by it. Get rid of the rug.
Exactly.
So you don't trip and break a hip.
Get rid of the rug. Again, folks, with us is Micah Moulton, the founder of Christopher's Clubhouse. The website is christophersclubhouse.org, which is on Traveling with Francoise. The website, you'll be able to click right through there. Now, you have a lot of programs to help maintain all that you do, because your fees that you do charge, and I know some things are free and you try to help everybody, but you do need help all the time. And you have an event coming up on November 30th. Sounds like a ton of fun to me. Eat, Drink, and Paint at Perch.
Yes. I mean, if you've never done one of those paint classes, you know, where you get to have wine and you paint a picture and somebody guides you through it, you have to come. I couldn't believe the first time I went to one of those, how the painting I created, I was like, wow, this is really, I mean, I never thought I could do something like that. Well, I've done several of them now. And I said, let's do one as a fundraiser. So I found a painting that I wanted to do of a butterfly, because that's part of our logo, is a butterfly. That was the last picture that Christopher ever drew. And the butterfly symbolizes hope and new life and change and new beginnings. And so we have that as part of our logo. So I found this beautiful picture of a painting of a butterfly and a flower and everything. And I thought this would be a great one to paint. And the gal who's doing it, Andrea Durrett, she does these quite often. And so Perch has agreed to have the event there. They're going to provide the wine and all kinds of appetizers, which, you know, they make wonderful food there.
Yes, they do. And Perch is in Rancho Mirage, folks.
Yes, and right by Lamb's Plus there, kind of across from the river. And it is going to be so much fun. So we're going to paint this painting, so you can go on the website, click on there to purchase tickets to the event. That's $45. Mm-hmm. And it includes everything, your wine, your lots of hors d'oeuvres. It also includes all your supplies, your paint, your brushes, the canvas, everything. You just show up. They even provide the aprons.
Everything. And it's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Yes. on November 30th. Eat, drink, and paint at Perch, and it benefits Christopher's Clubhouse. It sounds like really a lot of fun. I mean,
you get a nice painting for your house or something to give as a Christmas gift.
And you meet a lot of friends. You meet a lot of people. Make new friends and have a lot of laughs, too, at all your artistic abilities or inabilities in some cases. And you can make fun and have a good time while raising money for such a great cause. Now, we just have about a minute left. I know you have a lot of other events going on.
Well, we just have a couple other things I wanted to mention is that Sebastian Skincare on El Paseo, uh-huh. he opened a new salon there. And this month, for the first month he is that he's there open, anybody who mentions Christopher's Clubhouse, when they want to book an appointment, we get 10%.
Oh, fantastic.
So he's giving that back to us. So you can go to SebastianSkincare.com and look that up, and it's wonderful what he's doing for us. And then on December 7th, we're doing a Pizza with a Purpose at CPK. So we're going to be posting the flyers there. You show the flyer, bring the flyer in or show it, and then we get 20%. So there's little things. We have lots more coming up. Different events. Look on our website. Follow us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have Christopher's Clubhouse on Facebook and then our website. Or you can go to our website and sign up for our newsletter so that when things are happening, new and innovative classes or programs or fun things to do, you can get the latest info on that.
Well, not to worry. We will promote them here on Traveling with Francois to make sure everyone knows. All right. Micah, thanks so much for joining us. It's been fun.
Awesome.
You have to come back.
Oh, definitely. And I'm going on that quartzite trip.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm thinking I need to be there on November 30th for the eat, drink, and paint. I'm thinking about the eating and the drinking, the painting might come later. And we know Sean's going to send Jasmine and Janet over to one of your classes. So we have a lot going on here.
Exactly.
Right. Micah, thanks so much. And remember, folks, it's Christopher Club. Clubhouse.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.
We rock your financial world. Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rose. Thanks so much for joining us today. I found that fascinating. Sean, I mean, I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
You should go also.
Right. You know what? I probably should. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't. I'm like you. I have the observation down.
Yeah.
But, and then what?
Well,
what happens
exactly.
After that? Like,
yeah. I mean, you only think where you would kick a guy, but there's other ways too. I mean, there's just a lot of things. Things happen so fast in those situations. That's the deal, I'm going to say. Things happen so quickly.
Yeah.
You have to have a few options.
You don't have time to really think about what you're going to do. It has to just kind of come to you.
Right, exactly. Come to you. So she said the next women's class was in January. Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what she just told me right now, too.
Okay, all right, yeah. So anyway, folks, it is christophersclubhouse.org, and really the unspeakable tragedy that Micah has lived through.
Right.
It is something that we can't even comprehend.
Not even close.
No, not even close. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. Desert Arc Attire is at their location now for a couple years over there. They do embroidery, silk screening, all sorts of stuff. I even put a picture on the golf page. Golf is a four-letter word. That's my golf show on Saturday on our sports station here. On the Facebook page, I put a picture of my golf bag where they actually put Francoise and Traveling with Francoise on the golf bag.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it looks really in pink. It's really cool looking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they do all sorts of embroidery and great stuff like that. Now, remember, anytime during the next hour and 10 minutes of the show, if you want to call and sign up just to be entered into the drawing for a pair of tickets to the tournament, these are grandstand seats to the Tournament of Roses Parade plus parking. These are not just seats on the curb. These are grandstand seats plus parking. Just call Sean up and give him your name and telephone number. And I'm doing that for those of you who do not sign up online. I haven't even posted this online yet because I know it's going to be bombarded. The contest page is bombarded with all the Kona Kai entries, all sorts of stuff. It takes a lot to weed through all that. But if you don't want to do it online and you want to just call us and Sean do it here in-house, 760-440-8255. Now, in a couple weeks, we're going to have former Broadway actress Patricia Welch is going to be on the show. She has now through May, she has a show that is playing over at Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort right there in Indian Wells. It is from 6 to 9 p.m. every Thursday. Tickets to the show are only $5, plus the cost of appetizers or dinner from the menu, if that's what you do. But Patricia Welch, she is incredible. She's worked with Yul Brynner, Wayne Newton, all these people, and she's right here in town. So now through May 5th, you will see her at the Indian Wells Resort, Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort, and it is $5. So
right.
Check it out. Oh, your mic's on, Sean. I thought, what's all that noise I hear? It's Sean in there talking to our caller that we have to sign up for the Turnabin Roses Parade. Now, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is playing at the Palm Canyon Theater till November 12th. I heard it's completely sold out, but you might. Arnold Schwarzenegger was there last weekend or something. But anyway, it is at the Palm Canyon Theater. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Go to their website, which is... not on this press release, but give them a call at the Palm Canyon Theater, which their number's not on here either. So anyway, Palm Canyon Theater in Palm Springs. There you go. Right, The Legend of Georgia McBride, that is playing at Desart Performance at the Pearl McManus Theater. The Historic Palm Springs Women Club, that is now through November 12th as well. Now for them, the website is Desert Performs. The way they spell it is different. Performs.org, but I will have this again on the website, Traveling with Francoise. All right, Palm Springs International Animation Festival is November 9th through 11th. It's this week coming up, and we gave a bunch of tickets away to that, so congratulations to all our winners that won tickets. They will be posted on the website this week. When I update the website, they'll be posted on there. Of course, we have our Quartzsite trip. That's posted. You can sign up through the website. Just got a few more people signed up this week. They decided to send me a check.
There you go.
So they send checks instead. So you can do it either way you want. You can pay through PayPal or you can send me a check. That's however you want to do it. And that's going to be January 31st. So we do have plenty of time. But you know what? Time is flying.
Oh, it will be here before you know it, especially with the holidays coming.
Yes.
It's going to be New Year in no time.
I know. My friend of mine, somebody I've known since I was 21, something like that, she's getting married on New Year's Eve, December 31st.
Oh, yeah?
And down in San Diego area, and I thought, you know, I think I'm going to go.
It sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun. I only see her. It's one of those where we don't see each other a lot, but we keep in touch on Facebook and whatnot. I'm so happy for her. And I thought this would be a very contained New Year's.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it would be. I mean, it would kind of give you the medium of going out, but still not really going out.
And at the hotel
where
it's going to be.
Perfect.
So, I don't know. But I want to go to support her, so I'll probably take off after the show. But anyway, so I won't be going to the Tournament of Roses Parade this year, this coming up year. All right, other things that you have to pay for, the 13th Annual Live Chefs Auction benefiting the Pendleton Foundation. That is Thursday, November 9th at 5:30 at the Miramonte Indian Wells Resort and Spa. Like I said, you can't remember all this, so you really need to go to the Traveling with Francoise website. I'm just sort of giving you a heads up on what is out there. Okay, this is on the 12th. What else? We have the Animation Festival just in this one week coming up alone. In the next 10 days, I probably have 10 or 15 different events in my hand.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. I mean, just in this small, because people want to get them done before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Then there'll be another,
another big rush.
Big rush, and then we'll go into Thanksgiving, and then after that, it's nonstop. So here is something: the JFS Auxiliary presents screening of documentary "Rabbi Wolf: A Gentleman Before God." This is at UCR Palm Desert on November 12th. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $30. Includes light refreshment. And I think you can get tickets at the door from the looks of this. Again, this is, I'll put the number on the website for you to call about tickets, but I think you can get them at the door. Here's something else, a farm tour. The Les Dames d'Escoffiers, I think I messed that up, for Fall Farm Tour 2017, November 13, departing from Shields Date Garden. You can go on a farm tour. Dan Savage It Gets Better project. He is going to be on November 14th at the Camelot Theaters. I guess he will be there speaking. So there you go. Big Hearts. For Little Hearts, Desert Guild, they have their membership tea on Wednesday the 15th. The business, Coachella Valley Fits, and his friends at the McCallum Theater on the 17th. They're going to be a great show. Buy your tickets now. Oh, my gosh. The Air Museum has hops and crafts. I can't keep track of it all. I just can't. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back in our travel portion of the show, we're going to do a twofer for you. We're going to talk about the Desert Road Society's Rose Show coming up. How arrived that backed up with a tulip cruise in Europe. You don't want to miss. We'll be right back. Traveling with Francoise.